It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
When I was a kid, I used to get so excited for the first day of school, not for the school necessarily, David, but for the fashion and the hair. Now, this was more in high school, and I just always thought it was fun. Well, now that my daughter's in school and she's in elementary school, she's not into all that, but I sure am. So I really want to learn about some good back to school beauty fashion tricks for me and maybe a few for her. How about you?
Poor girl, you're going to put so many things on to her.
Exactly.
How I look at every Monday of my life. No, today we've got a great guest that's going to help us with this. She's a great friend, a great person, a great expert. And to me, it's almost like forget Where's Waldo. It's Where in the World is Dawn? Dawn, she's a stylist. She's an on-air fashion expert, TV personality. She's been on Fox, CBS, NBC. She's been quoted in all the major magazines in Style, Cosmo. I go on and on. Dawn Del Russo is an amazing person who's been all around the world lately, so I've been teasing her. But today she's going to share with us all kinds of do-it-yourself beauty recipes for back-to-school, things you're going to love doing with your daughter. It's not just for you. This you got to share. So Dawn, welcome.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Me too. Wait, okay, we're going to jump to it because you've got a lot to cover. I'm going to jump around a little bit. Why? One of my favorite DIYs, you talked about an eye makeup remover that's so simple. If anybody's never done a DIY, this would be the one to get you started. How would you tell us to remove eye makeup?
This is great. I like this one for any age, actually. I think it's wonderful, and it's important to start young on this. Even if you're not wearing heavy makeup, it's a good way to moisturize your eyes. And it's really simple. It's just taking coconut oil that you can buy, an organic coconut oil in a grocery store, and just warm it slightly. It actually warms. You can buy the hard one. It actually warms as soon as you put it to your skin. So you can kind of swipe it on a cotton ball and put that over your eyes. It'll take your eye makeup off in seconds and also moisturize. So like before you go to sleep at night, use it over your whole eye and wake up in the morning and they feel unbelievable. It's like the simplest thing in the world to do. You don't have to spend a ton on all these different makeup removers, and it's very good for your skin. It's so healthy. So I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I use that. And, you know, it's funny. Yesterday, my daughter's hair is really long and kind of curly-ish, wavy, and it's been fried from swimming this summer.
Yeah.
So I just put a ton of coconut oil right on her head and wrapped saran wrap. She wasn't thrilled, but, boy, it feels
much
better.
Oh, no, that's perfect.
Right?
That is perfect. Yes.
It made a big
difference. Tell everyone, I'm like, have it in your beauty cabinet. This is the best. You can use it for so many things. I mean, from moisturizing your skin, removing makeup. Obviously you can eat it. It's healthy enough for that too. So
I'm smiling big because the biggest thing I say to everybody is remove your makeup at night. So I don't like all the toxic chemicals. So here's a natural way for someone to remove eye makeup, and especially if it's waterproof, it's an easy way to remove it. And okay, so we've covered one simple DIY. Let's take it up a notch and go into one. You have a bronzer. Now, I've heard a lot of DIYs. I've done some myself. But a bronzer is just something very cool that I've not seen. So tell me how you'd tell our listeners. What would you do to make a bronzer?
This is a really fun one, and I actually like this because it's good for moms to, like, help their younger daughters kind of get involved and sort of make their way into makeup without having to go and buy it.
That's right, Lisa.
You take an old makeup compact case, just a little round one. You can actually use a Tupperware, too. You don't have to have a makeup case, just something sort of very shallow. And 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of fine brown sugar, and 4 to 8 drops of essential oils. So you can go out and find any type of oils that you like, to kind of like a lavender oil to scent it, or just anything, just any essential oil. And in an old makeup compact case or just shallow case, combine the cinnamon, brown sugar, and essential oils like lavender, and mix it until smooth and let it set. It'll take, maybe 6 to 8 hours to kind of set and get hard. But once it does, you can just go over it with a brush or even use your fingertips and use it to bronze and highlight, the cheekbones of the skin, the forehead where you might get, like, the sun would hit you, or on the tip of your nose. It's a really nice way to kind of add a little bit of color to the face without overdoing it. And obviously is a super natural way to get that coloring. You know that none of those ingredients are bad for your skin.
Actually, I got a feeling it's good on ice cream, too.
No. Maybe.
Sorry.
So true.
No, it sounds fabulous. I definitely want to make that.
Yeah, and it's really fun. It's kind of like you said, we're going back to school, and if your daughter's on their way and they want to kind of dabble in makeup a little bit and start wearing it, it's a nice kind of few hours to sit down and have some fun together and make it, and then know that they're wearing cosmetics that are good for their skin, and kind of have some time together, too, to bond.
Okay, now, but you talked about cheeks. What about the lips? Do you have a natural way of coloring the lips?
Yes, I love this. So, beets. It incorporates beets. You need one beet that's going to be diced up, 2 teaspoons of coconut oil. Again, a small, like, lip compact. You can use one that, you know, a lip compact that you may have finished, or a small, really small little tub, and 1/4 cup of water. And basically, you're going to dice the beets up and add them to the 1/4 cup of water and let them boil until the beets get are soft, and you'll notice that they color the water. The water gets really, really bright, vibrant red, and you're going to obviously strain the beets out once they get soft, because you're not going to use them. Then you can eat the beets, but we're going to use just the water for the coloring. Let this cool and mix it with the coconut oil, and then pour it into the lip compact, and it's a really easy lip stain. And this actually will last throughout the whole day. So you can use this and put it on in the morning, and you'll notice the beets. If you ever eat beets or get them when you're cutting them, get them on your hands, it lasts forever, and that's what it kind of does for the lips. Combining it with the coconut oil just gives you a nice soluble solution to put on your lips, and will last a really long time, and again, is a really natural way to get bright, colorful lips.
That well, Dawn,
so cool.
I'm definitely doing that with my daughter. We eat beets a lot, and so I'll actually, she'll put it against her lip. And it's funny, she's 9, and she's gotten really interested in lip gloss and lips, not dark lipstick, but I'll let her wear like a clear, and around the house, I'll let her wear a little color. I'm excited to make these with her. We're going to have a blast.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's a really, and you can kind of decide how dark you want it to be. You can add a little less of the water if you don't want it really, really bright red. But it's such a good way, and you know that you're not, I mean, if you've ever seen, like, when you put lipstick on and then you go to take a bite out of a sandwich or something, you could get on that, and, I mean, I worry. I don't want to be eating something that's toxic for myself. So you know that putting this on your lips, you're not going to be, you know, ingesting anything that's bad for you.
Well, the DIYs, I got to admit, I love, just because it's a lot of fun. You're coming up with a non-toxic way to do makeup. Let's talk about something to help soften our skin, to get rid of some of the dead skin cells. What would you do?
Yes, I love this. I've had this. I actually keep this in my shower. I make a batch of it and then keep it in there. It's 1 cup of organic sugar, 1/4 cup of coffee grinds. The coffee grinds are great because they stimulate the cells in your skin, so it actually is good for cellulite, too. And 1/2 cup of olive oil, you mix these together, and I usually put them in an airtight jar, so I'll find like an old pickle jar or jar that I have, and mix it all together and put it and keep it in there. And in the shower, you can scrub this on your legs, on your elbows, on your arms, anywhere on your body, and it you'll get out and it feels so soft. And the olive oil actually moisturizes your skin, so you'll kind of see the water bead up on your skin when you get out, and you'll notice that oil made your skin really soft.
Now, Dawn, just quickly, I don't drink coffee, so can I just grind it up in a coffee grinder that my husband has?
Exactly.
He doesn't drink. He quit. Okay, so it doesn't have to be like cooked and poured through and everything.
Oh no! It's just grinds. It's actually good to have them before they're even cooked.
I'll send you my leftover coffee grinds, Lisa. Okay.
Thank you.
No, I got to tell you, we're running out of time. Dawn, I want to thank you so much for joining us, because you've brought some great DIYs that cover things we've not talked about before, which is some of the natural makeup. I invite our listeners to visit Dawn Del Russo, DelRusso.com. Check out our book, 101 Glam Girl Ways to an Ultra Chic Lifestyle. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.